and recommend denial of the $4.4 million, and he calls it general funds. However, the State Building Commission recommendation was that that came out of that capital complex renovation account. Okay? Mr. Chairman, the next request was from A&I. It's for two positions in my office. There are five community college projects that are funded with significant general fund dollars. We don't have staff enough to manage those projects. We initially were thinking of three positions for two full years, but we think we can do it with two. With two positions, and we certainly wouldn't hire anyone until we actually need them. But this is to fund two construction management positions for 2 years, plus all of their support costs, vehicles, travel, computers, that sort of thing. Any questions? Page 23, yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, do you have a description on there?
Mr. Chairman,
no.
Mr. Chairman, we did not put in this request. After the budget came in, the governor's office determined that they wanted our office to manage those community college projects that had significant general fund dollars in them. So this request, I'm guessing Mr. Boswell could probably answer, but I'm guessing that came from the governor's office.
Mr. Chairman, you'll remember the current statute suggests that A&I Construction Management will essentially assist colleges with their construction efforts, if not actually to some degree manage those efforts. There wasn't any funding associated with that. Now, with the governor's recommendation of four projects, which involve general funds, plus, I suppose, the other project from Western Wyoming College, the suggestion was that the funding for the equivalent of two positions should be considered if those community college CAPCON projects were to go forward. That funding would run for those projects would essentially run through what A&I, and the intent is to have construction management oversight for those projects run through Rich's shop.
Is it still the feeling that that's a better way to manage the projects as opposed to turning them loose on the community colleges?
Mr. Chairman, I'll offer that the arrangement involving the ARRA funds for major maintenance projects at the colleges was run in this fashion, and it went extremely well.
Mr. Chairman, the next one is the major maintenance request. Initially, as is normal, the request was submitted at a 1.5% of replacement cost. There was an amendment to that, and the governor recommended 1.25%. Mr. Chairman, the Afton Armory was, Mr. Chairman, this request was initially for $13.1 million, all general funds, for the Afton Armory. Typically, when we build new armories, and you're going to see a good example of that when we get to the Laramie Armory, when we build new armories, they're funded 75% federal funds, 25% general funds. Military department wanted to go ahead and build this armory. Problem is, we believe if we build it, good luck on getting your federal match back. So what the governor recommended is making state general funds available for 25% of the cost. They can show the money to the feds that they have their cost share money in hand, and hopefully that would help promote this project with the federal military folks.
And what happens, folks, on these is that in those instances, if you've got your 25% match ready to go, you've got your planning ready to go, then at the end of the year, they have what's described as federal drop money. They start going through their budgets and burning through all the cash that they have. And if you're ready to rock and roll, you and you're shovel ready, you get the federal drop money. And so you may not be on the FIDEP, that five-year development plan, but if you're ready to go and they've got the money, they'll spend it. So That's really how Laramie, or what I think it's how Laramie got on the plan in the first place, is that we put the money up and said, come, and then it didn't happen immediately, but it happens over time.
Mr. Chairman, the next project is the Evanston Armory, $5 million general funds, which was denied. Mr. Chairman, next project is Guernsey Utilities Construction, $6 million general fund request, which was denied. Mr. Chairman, next project request is for land acquisition at Camp Guernsey. Request is for $1 million, and governor's recommendation is deny it.
Maybe, I mean, they're saying, look, it's a $14 million deal to complete the project, and but I think there may be some support about saying let's create a reserve account to draw into when the opportunity's right, when the price is right, things like that. Sort of like when we did the capital complex renovation, or not renovation, but the acquisition of lands.
Mr. Chairman, it seems to me that the agency would do well to go out and talk to those landowners and come up with specific parcels of land they want to buy and have a price to put with it when they submit their request. If this particular request is for whichever parcel they're able to buy, and that works all right, but it seems to me... several times, and you guys, you may recall, we've actually put property under contract contingent on getting funding. If we didn't have enough funding in the SBC account to cover it, and we come here and got funding for those parcels. Now,
that model would say, okay, let's get an option, and then once you got an option, come in and talk to us.
Mm-hmm. And the only problem with that, it doesn't allow you to take advantage of a real short-term opportunity.
Well, I mean, we may have a combination of things, say bring the options to us, but also creating a reserve account so they don't have to come up all at once.
Mr. Chairman, the next request is for $250,000 in general funds for administrative expenses for the $1 million purchase. Mr. Chairman, I really struggle trying to figure out why you need $250,000 for administrative costs to buy $1 million worth of real estate. This has not been uncommon. It's been approved on other acquisitions, but it gets by me, and I can't get a military department doesn't satisfy me on what they need that money for. Mr. Chairman, that request was denied also. Mr. Chairman, next project is the Laramie Armory. Now, this project is a $22.8 million project, which is funded with 75% federal funds, 25% general funds, plus a little bit of extra for fencing and landscape and the kinds of things that the federal government does not participate in. This is a good request, and it was approved. Mr. Chairman, the next project is the cemetery improvements. And the governor recommended approval of $1 million in general funds for cemetery improvements and recommended denial of remaining $1.3 million in general funds. Madam Chairman, next project is a regional training institute, 100% federally funded project, $3.1 million. Governor recommended approval of this project. Madam Chairman, the next project is the greenhouse living. This request was for, and it was kind of complicated to get into this one and figure out how it's going to work, but it proposes a partnership, public-private partnership. It's being advocated for by the military department. However, once it's up and running, it will be managed through a partnership with Department of Health. Request was
Senator
for...
Senator Meyer. Sorry.
Rich, I noticed that the SBC denied that. The governor recommended it. When the military department was here, we had some questions, and maybe you know the answers to them. What's the current occupancy rate for our nursing homes? We've got a moratorium on building them. This is essentially a nursing home, and we're ignoring that moratorium. Is there a good reason to do that? Are the beds almost filled up again, or do we know?
Madam Chairman, Senator Meyer, I don't know the answer to the question regarding occupancy rate. What I do know is that when this request came before the State Building Commission back in October, they didn't have a real good handle on how all of this partnership arrangement was going to work, which didn't satisfy the State Building Commission. So at that time, they denied the request. Since then, the military department, along with the group in Sheridan and the Department of Health, have been very convincing that this is a good project and it's probably worthwhile for the state to participate.
Senator Hastert.
Now, Madam Chair, I know there's a lot of discussion earlier today, and I'm awaiting to get some different information, but just knowing that these greenhouse projects, we've talked about them a little bit in labor health, and I know Representative Escobel, I don't know if they've continued to talk about them, but they're certainly a different style of nursing home. It's not your traditional. It's not going to attract the same type of clientele. This is, for veterans, these are more of a housing type of atmosphere for veterans. It's structured completely different. But I am looking to get the additional information before we go, because I'm not sure that occupancy rates for a nursing home apply necessarily into this type of project. But I'd like some opportunity to get that info before Mark or by Mark up.
That's good, Senator Meyer and our Senator Hastert. And Senator Meyer, I actually toured the greenhouse in Sheridan. They just opened the facility the week before I came down here. And it's really amazing. I mean, when you drive up, it just looks like townhomes in a cul-de-sac. And when you walk in, you have a big living dining room, a public kitchen where they all make the meals together and things. And then they have separate rooms that they really look like motel rooms. It's just a simple room with a separate handicap accessible bathroom. They do have a small medical facility. They have one nurse for the whole unit, and they use CNAs for it. It's also in cooperation with the VA. They're located in Sheridan, and we can get you some more information. I don't know that moratorium, but it's pretty amazing, and the cost is supposed to be less.
I'm not going to belabor the point that these are probably much better settings to spend the last few years of your life, or in any other regards, are probably heads and shoulders above what you would consider a normal nursing home. But we do have tens of millions of dollars invested in this state, and every time we build competitive facilities to what we've already got invested, it's going to cost us more to continue those basically old-style facilities. Now, if you want to tear the old-style facilities down and give those guys a check, fine, and upgrade, that's okay. But I don't know whether we can afford the upgrade.
Right. And I also think, and I understand where you're coming from on that, Senator Meyer. And also, if you all get a chance to just look at the management audit report, handout 18647, I got that for you today because that's got the information on this, too.
Madam Chair,
Representative
just
Esquivel.
A quick comment on that, that when we did work on that a couple of years ago, completely different setting than the veterans home up there in Buffalo, but looking at the future of the state and hearing how many veterans are coming back to the state, and you know, we're going to be dealing with Gulf War veterans and Persian or the Desert Storm veterans in the future. The competition aspect of it, I don't think we'll have to worry about. We're going to have plenty of veterans going to be needing some of those spaces. So.
Okay, continue, Mr. Cathcart.
Madam Chairman, next project is a museum. It's Wyoming Memorial Military Department Museum is asking for $50,000 general funds for a level one and level two study. There was already $50,000 appropriated to this for a level one and two. Apparently the firm they hired started the job and couldn't do it for $50,000. So they come back for more money. This was denied by the State Building Commission and the governor. Mr. Chairman, the next one is the Charlie Med Armory. It's $8.9 million, 100% federal funds, and governor recommends it. Mr. Chairman, the next project is at the Department of Ag State Fair. It's grandstand food concession facilities. They have a general fund request for $124,890. Recommend approval by the SBC and the governor. Mr. Chairman, next project is the Livestock Pavilion. They're wanting to put in a hard floor in that building. They asked for $785,000 general funds. It was denied by SBC and the governor. Mr. Chairman, next project is Fairground Structures Painting. SBC recommended approval of $250,000 to paint and clean up some of the buildings at the State Fair, and the governor recommended approval of that request. Mr. Chairman, next project is completion of the Dairy Barn Annex. SBC recommends denial of this project for $356,000. Governor concurs and denies. Mr. Chairman, the next project was a request for $112,500 general funds to add RV hookups at state fairgrounds. SBC recommended denial, and the governor denied. Mr. Chairman, next series of projects are state parks cultural resources. First one is the various state parks historic sites. The narrative has a lot of stuff in it, all the way from flood mitigation to other issues at state parks. They asked for $500,000, and it was denied by the governor. Mr. Chairman, the next one is Guernsey State Park, rehabilitation of the road up there. Asked for $3.7 million. Governor denied.
Does the park say they have no resources to go work on that road and it's just going to fall apart, or do they actually, they don't have a blade or a patrol in the whole government just to go up and blade it and keep it smooth and rebuild it?
Mr. Chairman, the road is Lakeshore Drive. It's on the state park. I don't really know who maintains those roads. It's used by everyone. It's a public road. But
Aaron, I guess the you don't even, the parks even go to the county and say, hey, look, take a blade up there and blade it and maybe do a little bit of borrow work.
Mr. Chairman, this particular stretch of road is paved. It is essentially dug into the hillside,
created by the Civilian Conservation Corps or something like that. If you've ever been to Montana, they're going to the Sun Road, you see some really interesting construction on it. Not quite to that level, obviously, but it's some fairly unique construction. The park is suggesting that's why you see such a high price per mile for this, for a two-lane paved road. They have been able to do some work replacing some of the cutouts, if you will, but overall it's going to require major reconstruction. But the governor wasn't willing to fund that at this point. The road itself, frankly, if you drive on it, it ain't bad. The suggestion is that basically the underlying support that was put in place 70 or 80 years ago is beginning to deteriorate. They would propose to replace that. It's kind of the historic nature of that construction, and that again relates to the high price.
I apologize, but back on 87, that part about the $500,000 that you didn't for flood mitigation and different things. Rich, are you familiar with that study Select Water is doing with the Platte River and the continued flooding that might occur because of the bark beetle?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Meyer, I'm not.
I'll get that to you, and you guys may reconsider this. It looks like we're going to have several hundred thousand acre feet on a year-in and year-in out basis until the forest is reforested. And so the flooding is going to continue at Glendo. Very well could be getting worse every year. We've had 2 years back-to-back, and it looks like we might have the next 20 years back-to-back. So that's something to kind of keep in the back of your mind. We'll get that study out to you, and maybe we don't do anything this year, but it's something that you guys need to be aware of. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the indulgence.
Okay. Next item, Mr. Chairman, is Carissa Mine. It's the South Pass City Historic Site. It's for fire suppression at Carissa Mine. Governor denied the request. Mr. Chairman, next item is health and safety. It's a request for spending authority for special revenue. These are enterprise funds, $4 million. Governor approved. Mr. Chairman, the next item is request for the territorial prison at Laramie. Again, it's enterprise funds from park entrance permits, et cetera, $210,000 spending authority, and request was approved. Mr. Chairman, the next is the water-related facilities for state parks. This is funded through yet another enterprise account where the revenue comes from the fuel tax for motorboat, the estimated fuel tax on the motorboat fuel. They're asking for spending authority for $1.85 million. It was Governor recommends approval. Mr. Chairman, next project is request from Game and Fish to get three-phase power into the Daniel Hatchery. They asked for $750,000 general funds, which was denied. Mr. Chairman, the next request is for the Bighorn Mountains elk fence, major repairs, 92 miles of fence up there, and there's long stretches of it that need significant repair. Request is for $125,000 general funds. Governor recommended approval. Mr. Chairman, the next request was for cold storage facilities. Game and Fish had requested two metal storage buildings, 20 by 80, at the cost of $45,000 each, and an additional three-sided building, 30 by 48 cold storage unit for $30,000. The State Building Commission and the Governor both recommended funding one of the $45,000 buildings. Game and Fish can choose if they wanted it at Sabile or in Casper. Mr. Chairman, the next request is Department of Health. It's a laundry facility. Request is for $1.8 million in general funds to actually build a new laundry facility. Mr. Chairman, the laundry facility they have up there now, or down at State Hospital now, is way large building, and it's old. The infrastructure is worn out. They have applied for major maintenance money numerous times for that building, for the HVAC and heating and cooling, electrical panels, and equipment. Just the major maintenance requests alone add up to $1.5 to $2 million. We evaluated that. We believe we can build a whole new laundry facility, a smaller building, and equip it with modern equipment for $1.8 million. This project was recommended. Mr. Chairman, the next item, the Department of Health, is a Wyoming State Hospital Master Plan. The original request is for $530,000 in general funds to do that. The SBC recommended approval. Governor, however, recommended approval of the $530,000. However, he wants the master plan to include all five of the facilities managed by the Department of Health. Mr. Chairman, the next one comes from Department of Family Services. This project has been in the pot for about 3 years. Last year, you funded the Level 3 design. It's for $13,067,000 in general funds. That's the Level 3 construction cost. Governor approved that. Mr. Chairman, next item, we're getting into the colleges, the community colleges. And
Mr. Chairman, if I can just jump in here, there are a couple of, actually four errors in the community college totals. The governor will be sending up a letter to clarify those requests. The error was in providing, and you'll see it in the governor's narrative, in all four of the ones that he approved that contain general funds. He added language funding and a dollar amount. Funding level three design, that in fact was double funding that level three design. You'll be getting a governor's letter for the actual amounts, and I can provide those for you now, or you'll see it in a letter.
Rich, before we get into community colleges, the boys school capital construction, we had quite a little discussion on the boys school and the girls school and our current capacity, and you know, I'm just wondering what I got out of it is that there's about 46 kids up there now. You're wanting to build a facility for 100, and there isn't a capacity problem at 46 right now. If you use the assumptions that you do, that you have 100, well, yeah, or even 80, then you're under your capacity, but the kids aren't even there. So I'm just kind of scratching my head saying, you know, we've got some other diversion programs that are working. Why are we spending $13 million bucks on this particular building right now? Not a capacity issue.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Meyer, I don't have an answer for that question. I'm assuming that was a question.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, the construction management's role in determining whether or not this is a particularly viable project stems more from the condition of the current facility and the need to improve that. I think the debate over occupancy and occupancy levels is more of a policy decision. Rich's shop is asked to determine whether or not the construction makes sense from the standpoint of what they've got now, the condition of the facilities that they've got now, and whether there's a need from that perspective to invest state funds into replacement of that.
Maybe the question is, Rich, are you building it to replace the present capacity, or is it its actual capacity? What was the task?
Mr. Chairman, the facilities they have currently are inadequate. They're too small. They're actually having classes in some of the dorms. And the old facility was built back in a time when students at the boys' school were trained for farming. They milked cows there. They did farming. The school wasn't set up to have a traditional school as we know today. A new school building is designed to have classrooms and very similar to what we'd see in a school in any of our towns. Mr. Chairman, as we roll through these college projects, I can just say, for example, the Casper College Ag Rodeo Complex, $4.8 million was recommended denial by the governor. Mr. Chairman, next project is CWC Equine Center. $5.5 million general funds and $1.38 million in public funds. Governor recommend denial.
On a facility like this, have you been up there to look at what they say they got ARRA funding, and that was great, and now their first priority is to expand on that. Did you have a chance to go up and look at it to see what's going on?
Mr. Chairman, I have not. The ARRA funding was primarily expended on major maintenance projects with the colleges. There was no expenditure for new capital construction. Mr. Chairman, the next item is at Western Wyoming Community College. Governor recommended approval of $2.5 million. And 2.5 in other funds. He also recommended $387,000 in general funds for level 3 design, which Mr. Boswell just said you may be getting a letter to adjust that number. Mr. Chairman, the next project is at Central Wyoming College. It's a academic space improvements. Governor recommended $2.5 million in general funds and $535,000 other funds. And he's also recommending $777,000 in other public funds for Level 3 design. Next project is at North Wyoming Community College District. Governor denied the request for $5 million in general funds and $5 million in other public funds. Mr. Chairman, the next request is Laramie County Community College. And by the way, on all the community college projects, the State Building Commission took no action on any of them. Was a request for $13 million general funds and $13 million other funds. Governor recommend denial of this request. Mr. Chairman, next one is the North Wyoming Community College District. It's a request for student center. Governor recommended denial of $10.9 million in general funds and $10.9 in other public funds. Mr. Chairman, the next one is at Western Wyoming. It was a 50-50 match, general funds, other funds, $5.4 million. Governor denied. Mr. Chairman, the next one is a Central Wyoming College academic space improvements. Governor recommended $1.4 million in general funds and $297,000 in other funds. He's also recommended $430,000 in other public funds for Level 3 design. Mr. Chairman, the next project was at Eastern, Wyoming College Outreach Center. request was for $11 million general funds and 1.6 other funds. Governor denied the request. Mr. Chairman, the next was the NWC Yellowstone building. Governor recommended denial of the Governor recommended approval of this request of $10,384,000 in general funds and $1.4 million in other public funds, and recommend building and denial of the remaining $2.4 million in general funds that are requested. He also recommended an additional $3.5 million in other public funds.
$3.5 million for a level three design?
Mr. Chairman, that's an error. It's a very nice design, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, the next request is at Eastern Lancer Hall addition. Governor recommended denial of a $1.9 million general fund, $1.9 million of other public funds. Next project, Mr. Chairman, again at Eastern. It's a large animal and ag facility, asking for $4.1 million general funds and $1 million in other public funds. Governor recommended denial. Next request, Mr. Chairman, is Central Wyoming College Sinks Canyon expansion, $2.6 million general funds and $462,000 other funds. Governor recommend denial. Mr. Chairman, the next one is a Western Wyoming Community College. This project is the workforce training facility. They're asking for $1,700,000 spending authority for other public funds. This recommendation was, the governor's recommendation was to approve this request. Mr. Chairman, the next request was from the State Lands Facility, State Lands and Investments Office, for a new facility for the Forestry Department, offices and shops. Request is for $6.3 million. Governor recommended denial of this request. We are currently moving the Forestry Department into vacant space at the old armory since the military's moved out of there and moved into the new military headquarters building. Governor recommended denial of this request. Mr. Chairman, the next request was from tourism. They are looking for $393,000 in general funds to enhance their exhibits. Governor recommended denial. Mr. Chairman, we're starting into the University of Wyoming request now, and there have been some changes to this that I was not particularly privy to. However, as we go through, first one is University of Wyoming Performing Arts. Request was $32,400,000 general funds. The governor does not concur with the State Building Commission, recommends denial of that. However, note that he's incorporated possible funding for this request in the context of a University of Wyoming project fund, which was not part of the original budget request. And we're not familiar with the project fund and how that works. Okay?
Well, some of us are.
I'm sorry?
Some of us are.
And, Mr. Chairman, my assistant, Mr. Boswell, he's in the loop on this, so if you have questions, I bet he can be very helpful. Mr. Chairman, next request is Whitehall Level 3. They're asking for $10 million spending authority on revenue bonds. Governor recommended approval. Next one is University of Wyoming LRPD. That's a long-range development plan. This is a very, very complicated request. It actually gets into a number of things that each of which could be standalone projects. I spent a lot of time going through the narrative on this particular one, and our recommendation at the State Building Commission was for $5 million. They recommended $6 million. Governor recommended $5 million.
Rich, was that really the idea that it would be $30 million just for studying different components?
Mr. Chairman, this request is I have all of the details on that one right here.
Mr. Chairman, it's not it's associated with a study, but these are actual projects that fit into the long range development plan at UW.
That you allocated, you just say pick your pick or what?
Mr. Chairman, they recommended the University of Wyoming pick and choose. However, there are two of the projects that probably have merit. One is to the chiller upgrades on the central energy plant, and the other one, which has to do with providing more capacity at the end of the campus where the new STEM building is going to be. And another request, electrical system upgrades, which is going to provide some support for the STEM building also. Mr. Chairman, the next request is the University of Wyoming classroom facility adaptation. Did I skip one?
Half acre.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Chairman, the next one is the half acre recreation center. Request was for $12 million general funds, $15 million in revenue bonding spending authority. The State Building Commission Governor recommended denial and adds a note at the bottom that possibly incorporated this funding into the University of Wyoming project fund. Mr. Chairman, the next request is University of Wyoming Engineering Building Addition. Request is for $400,000 in general funds for a Level 2 study, and they recommended, they asked for $1.25 million. State Building Commission recommended $400,000. Governor did not concur with the SBC and recommended denial of the entire general fund request. A recommended repurpose $850,154 in prior AML funds for the Level 2 study. And, again, you see the note that this could be possibly incorporated in the University of Wyoming project funds.
Mr. Chairman, just real quick, could I ask a question on that? I haven't read the narrative on this. Forgive me on that. But is this an addition, not a new type engineer? There are separate proposals out there for a... I mean, I've heard proposals on this, like a new engineering building, maybe as much as $100 million. Have you heard any of that, or is that Mr. Boswell's nodding his head? Maybe just educate me real quick, 30 seconds.
Rich would be better at it, Mr. Chairman,
okay.
But I'll suggest that basically it'll involve the raising of a portion of the very oldest portion of the current sort of engineering campus that you find in that corner at
right.
UW. And then construction as well as what I guess you would call remodeling of some of the existing facilities as well. But, yes, Mr. Chairman, you are overall where this is heading is a very significant engineering building at a very significant cost.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, next project is University of Wyoming Classroom Facility Adaptation Level 3. State Building Commission recommend approval of $2 million in general funds for the Level 3 and denial of the remaining $6 million in general fund of the request. Governor did not concur. He recommended denial of the entire $8 million. for the Level 3 classroom facility adaptation. Mr. Chairman, the next project is University of Wyoming LCCC joint facility. They're looking for Level 2 dollars, ask for $300,000 in general funds. Governor recommended deny this request. Mr. Chairman, the next project request is for the pharmacy addition. It's Level 2 study, $700,000 in general funds. Governor recommended denial of this request. Mr. Chairman, next is where we get to talk about the University of Wyoming Project Fund. This was not included in the normal exception request from University of Wyoming, and this portion of it, CapCon budget, was added after the State Building Commission meeting, and it recommends $50 million in general funds for the University of Wyoming, and they can move forward with three specific proposals. Performing arts, half-acre gym project, and engineering building.
Mr. Chairman, I think the governor is intending to forward specific recommendations in terms of the use of this proposed $50 million. And the expectation is that you would see that on Monday.
Mr. Chairman, everybody's all right on that one? Oh, good. No questions. Mr. Chairman, the next request is from Department of Corrections for the Wyoming Women's Center for a women and children's program. The idea is to renovate an old intensive treatment unit. The cost is $1.2 million in general funds. Governor recommended denial of this request. One more, Mr.
One more.
Chairman. The Department of Corrections at the Honor Farm has asked for $9 million in general funds for new facilities there. It's primarily warehouse space, but can also hold a canteen and all those things. A number of other chapel hearings, hobby crafts, lock shop, kind of a multi-purpose $9 million building. Governor recommended denial of this request. Mr. Chairman, that's it.